بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في النهي عن البدع ومحدثات الأمور. This is the next chapter in which is the prohibition of all bid'at and that is محدثات الأمور, new things in deen. Deen is completed when Allah Ta'ala reveals the ayat الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, I have completed your deen for you. So deen is completed. So nobody has the right to bring anything new into deen. And till the day of Qiyamah, not only in this time which we think of, we are living in modern times, etc. But no matter what more modern times can come till Qiyamah, nothing can change deen. Deen does not need any face left. Deen does not need to be beautified and go to any beauticians. The pure deen is the deen which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam left us with. That is a complete and perfect deen, and that is what we must aspire for and bring. Our progress in life, in deen, is not bringing new things in deen, but it is to go back to the original deen, to the true deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So in this chapter, those aspects are discussed which prohibit any new things in deen, whether they are what we commonly call bid'at, which we refer to the Barilvi people who make oras, for example, Fatiha, they make, they have Mawlud, etc., all those things. Those things are also new things in deen, which were not in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Birthday parties, any other celebrations, Valentine's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, nothing like this was in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And equally haram is also called modernism, bringing new things into deen, and bringing technology into deen, to use technology up to the limit that it is permissible in deen and it is beneficial for deen, there is no harm in that. But to bring the new system and make deen a technological thing, bringing screens like bioscope screens into the masjid and making the masjid like a cinema hall, photos being taken all the time and all the flashes of the bulbs all the time taking photos, etc. All these things are totally prohibited. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says clearly in the Quran Sharif, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. This ayat is clear for any person who has got deen at heart, who's got the Quran at heart. What a beautiful ayat, and so clear Allah has made it manifest and spelled it out. What is there after the truth but misguidance? When truth is there and complete truth, now if you bring anything else in there, that is not part of truth. A cup is filled with truth. Now more truth can't come into there, and the truth is completed by Allah Ta'ala. أَكْمَلْتُ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, I have completed your deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي, and I have completed my special favor, my very special favor on you. And what is that special favor? رَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, that Islam is your way of life. So that was the Islam which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had given us. So that is the perfect way. And anything after, out of that, anything after that is only misguidance. It is badal. So we must try our best. Where we falter, where we find ourselves to be weak, we must make tawbah and istighfar. Not justify and not try and prove ourselves right. We must follow the true deen of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, مَا فَرَّطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The Quran Sharif is so complete and so beautiful, and it explains everything for us. This ayat also is so beautiful. If we just ponder a little bit, Allah Ta'ala says that in the kitab we have not omitted anything. If we bring new things in deen, we are trying to say Allah forgot to tell us about this. And Allah omitted this which we have to do. We have to make maulud, we have to make birthday parties, we have to do this, we have to modernize deen, we have to change deen to accommodate women also mixing with men, etc. We have to allow photos also. So na'uzubillah, we are saying that Allah omitted. Allah didn't know what's going to happen in the 21st century. And now we are here, we know better. That is, when we bring new things in deen, we are actually finding fault in the deen of Islam and finding fault in Allah Ta'ala. That Allah did not give us a complete way, the most perfect way of life. Since Allah created the earth until Qiyamah was the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and the Sahaba, Tabi'een and Tabi Tabi'een, which is a period of about 250 years. That was the greatest period in the history of the world and in the future also. And that is what we must aspire. How much we try and live in the, according to that time, so much we are successful. So Allah Ta'ala says that we have not omitted anything and whatsoever in the Kitab. Everything we have put in the Kitab. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand this and to follow accordingly and make our lives according to that. Of course, we are weak. We won't be able to ride camels today in traveling, etc. We won't be able to eat the food the Sahaba ate, for example. So for that, we ask maaf from Allah. And we don't justify anything what we are doing. We ask, and we should still have the love in our heart, that it should have been so wonderful today also, if we were still traveling on camel back, etc. And our lifestyle was like that of the Sahaba. But we can't manage that, we ask for maaf. We don't justify and say that now we are forced to do this new thing and this is now, we accept it wholeheartedly. Our hearts must be saturated with the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his lifestyle, the lifestyle of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. And where we falter, and we do falter a lot, we must ask for maaf and tawbah, not justify and prove a new religion to be right. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.